Sometimes breakups are painful. Sometimes they're physically painful. So Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they were last seen together before allegedly breaking up at Drake's Super Bowl party. And you may remember that the engagement ring that he gave her was kind of unique. Here's one of the news reports from when they got engaged a year ago.
I know tradition is one ring, but I designed it with Stephen Webster to be two. The emerald, her birthstone, and the diamond, my birthstone. Set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love.
But the thing is that the thorns, like, if you take the ring off, it hurts. It physically hurts. So now now Megan Fox has been seen without her engagement ring because they had this big blowout fight where she deleted her Instagram and put some cryptic Beyonce quotes on about cheating. Whatever.
Very ominous once you start quoting the B.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Very ominous.
And all I kept thinking was, did it hurt when you took off your ring of thorns on your finger?
Remember, they said their love was like a tsunami. You never thought that it would part, that they would ever have these problems. But sometimes breakups are painful. Sometimes they're more painful than others, of course.
When was the most painful breakup you ever had, Raven?
Well, I mean, I have this thing that every time a breakup is actually happening, I would give items away to get that person to kind of go away.
Yeah.
I did a lot of living with people, frankly. And when the breakup would happen, I'd be like, well, just take the dining room table. And I'd be like, just take this sofa or whatever. Remember, we talked one time I mentioned to Anna that I've owned like 9 sofa sets in my life. And you found that to be absolutely insane.
That's your parting gift. When you break up, you get a couch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You want the love seat? It's included.
My first marriage, I offered the Honda and she took the Mustang convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a week of taking that car, that car burned to the ground.
Was it painful when your car burst into flames?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, and I never saw any photos of it after it being burnt. But when I heard about it, it was a pretty painful experience. I heard about it because she called me up and then wanted the Honda after that.
Yeah, she's like, I burned that one to the ground.
Yeah.
But now
it happened by accident, of course. Right. No explanation for why that took place.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the most painful part of your breakup?
Okay, the most painful part of my breakup was that when my ex moved out, he moved 2 floors down from me in a 4-apartment building because he liked where we lived. And so I had to watch as he like dated and lived a single life for the first year we were broken up.
Yeah, that's painful, all right.
I'm just thinking the worst part would be if they owned all the living room furniture, right? So they move out, they take the sofa, the coffee tables, the television, all that stuff. And now you got to wait for like 3 paychecks to go by before you even get a couch. Like that would be painful for me.
Well, especially if the couch is 3 floors down.
Right. You can see it from the parking lot.
You just can't sit on it.
Oh, man.
What was the most painful part of your breakup? 1-800-330-9999. What was the most painful part of your breakup? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox allegedly have split up after they had a big fight at Drake's Super Bowl party. And remember, her engagement ring, he made it so it was thorns so that it would be painful for her to ever take it off, which we thought was kind of nuts at the time. But now when she's not wearing it, I just keep wondering, ow, did that hurt when you took that off?
Yeah, well, you know, the pain, it's also like a threshold thing, right? It tells you that one thing is ending and then you're free to go on with something else. But I heard that they were spotted together again yesterday. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Producer Sean, what is the most painful breakup you've ever gone through? Painful.
Painful? Oh, you know, I love this because I've been waiting to put my ex on blast for this.
Oh, here we go.
Do it.
I was engaged to a woman and she got a job opportunity in another state. So I spent the money to get us a U-Haul and move us to this other state just for her to cheat on me 2 months later.
Oh,
That's painful.
It does have a happy ending, though.
What's the happy ending, Raven?
Tell us the happy ending. Did she come back like a loser?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. A couple months later, I saw her go to get coffee somewhere, and she did not look good. I was like, ha! That's right. That's what you get for the 14-hour drive of depression back here. Like, oh.
By myself.
Yeah. Give me a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
And you're broke, too. Mm-hmm. Which I did a cross-country breakup before, too. That's no fun.
No.
Painful. Yeah.
What was your painful breakup? 1-800-330-9999. Ed.
So the most painful part of my breakup was that we did the worst thing you could possibly do, and we got a dog together. But the way my schedule is, and, you know, she was basically the primary caretaker, she ended up taking a dog. So that's it. I don't have my dog anymore.
Aw.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, it almost like makes the breakup non-existent. You broke up with the dog. I mean, that's what you did, right? It distracts you from the fact that the relationship actually ended, right? Because the dog was a good dog. The dog didn't argue with you about when you got to watch football. The dog wasn't responsible for splitting the rent. No. The dog was just your dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's gone.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked my ex, but I love my dog.
Right. And which is why you probably let her take him too, because you knew you weren't going to be around. You weren't there.
Yep.
That sucks.
Right. Take care of him better.
Ashley, what was the most painful part of the breakup?
Okay, we made a Spotify together, and he paid for it. He paid for the Spotify, and it was a joint one. And I was the one that put all the work into it, like curated it, all my artists, everything. And then when we broke up, I lost my Spotify because it already belonged to him. Like, he was like, no, I'm keeping it. He was kind of a jerk about it because I broke up with him. And I had put like years into this Spotify. And as a music lover, it was like losing a child.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, stayed together for the Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a real, so I got to tell you, those lists are a lot of work. I actually have a DJ who worked for me for many years, and his computer died, and he lost all his like history lists. And guys compile lists. They're like, oh, this was a country leaning party, this was an alt leaning party, this was an EDM party or whatever. He got all his music back. They fixed it, but he lost all his lists. He retired. He told me this year. He's like, no, I think I'm all done, man. He's like, I don't feel like going through all that trouble again. I'm like, what?
Right.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm out.
1-800-330-9999. What was the most painful part of your breakup? The most painful part of your breakup. What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly allegedly maybe broke up. She deleted her Instagram, posted some cryptic Beyonce cheating quotes. But then the big thing was she was seen without her wedding ring. Now, her engagement ring. If you forgot, Machine Gun Kelly made it out of thorns so that she could never take it off because it would be too painful. How'd she get that thing off? It had to hurt.
Because they're weirdos, right? You know, they had I think they drank each other's blood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, it's wild. Who knows what's going to happen with them? Sometimes breakups are painful. I had a breakup, and so we, you know, it was the same thing. First wife, she had all my Christmas ornaments, like from when I was a kid.
Oh.
And, yeah, I have one left. I mean, they're all gone. I'm pretty sure they rotted in her family's like garage.
Oh no, she just took a baseball bat to those ornaments.
Well, it's possible. I mean, great. Thank you for taking my handmade items from third grade. I'm sure you feel good about that, Rachel.
I'm looking at our text line, and it says, we were living together. One night, I came home to a Dear John note saying he was breaking up with me. He had packed up most of the stuff and driven across the country. He didn't talk to anyone for a week. We all thought he was dead. His mother blamed me.
Yeah, the mom was always on her boy's side.
Right? Yeah. What did you do to him?
Right.
What are you talking about,
lady? I don't understand. He was always so nice. Yeah, did you live with him? Right.
Colton, what
he wasn't 12.
Colton, what was the most painful part about the breakup?
Well, so I live in a condo, and, you know, it's been about a year and a half since me and my ex were together. And, you know, they have, like, a lot of common areas. They got the gym, they got the park, and I would always walk my dog, and to this day, people always ask me, you know, hey, what's going on with so-and-so? And, you know, I kind of look at them like, you know, I haven't been with her for a year and a half. You know, she was very psycho. That's one of the reasons why it didn't work out. But I just...
You tell people that? You say that?
Well, I think they knew.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's obvious. You know, she just... I couldn't go anywhere. Anywhere. And I think that's why they always ask, like, oh, where is she? And
but you're outside. Look at you. You got free. You broke out. I mean, listen, if you're crazy, your neighbors know. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your neighbors know. That crazy seeps out from the edges every once in a while.
There's nothing more awkward, though, that like when somebody breaks up and moves out, and then everyone's like, hey. So where's a... Okay, yeah.
Right, how's it going?
Right.
How's it been? Yeah. Well, actually, I feel like dying inside. Thank you for asking.
Anything new?
There's a lot more room in my apartment.
Jonte, what was the most painful part of the breakup for you?
Painful part is the fact that I couldn't scratch his itch. I found out that he wasn't really attracted to women as much as I thought he was.
Oh,
that's painful.
And not only that, he wasn't honest to me from day one. You know, I have nothing against anyone. I just want people to be honest with themselves.
Yeah.
That way I can know how to move from there, you know.
Right.
My feelings were hurt mainly because I thought we were going somewhere.
I think, honestly, it's something that's not truly addressed, right? Because the fact is that you, of course, want to be accepting and say, listen, if that's how your life is leading, that's you should do what makes you happy. On the other hand, they get to be a complete scumbag to you. They've been lying to you this entire time. And what, they get a pass? You're right.
Yeah, that is painful.
Right. But I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We love you.
Have a good day.
All right.